Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Say for Joe Biden, other than maybe, well, I guess, thank you, Joe Biden. At least if that's in your, if you're in New York City, you might be saying thanks, Biden. This from Red State, NYC, forced to make huge cuts in education, police budgets due to the illegal immigrant crisis. So I suppose. In the Biden book, the Biden administration book, is that a win? I think it probably, to them, it is. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here as we race into this weekend edition of the show. And it's Saturday morning. We are live. Now, some of you may hear this program at a different time during the weekend on replay. And we're glad that you're there as well. And if you'd like to call in this morning and be part of the show, you can call us at 949-822-7959. That number again, operators are standing by, 949-822-7959. Also, if you'd like to head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. You can also find me there on Facebook, also on X as well. Plus, you can subscribe to my podcast, and we sure appreciate that as well. So once again, folks, the weekend edition. And, you know, we try to have a little more fun than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's possible. We, you know, let our hair down a little bit more than we do throughout the week, if that's possible. And we just have a great time, and because there's always so many things to talk about. And, yes, we will talk about New York City being forced to make huge cuts in education, police budgets, and all of this, of course, because of the immigrant crisis. Well, who would have thought that, right? Wait a minute. Are you telling me there's an impact to this? Well, of course there's an impact to that. And the Democrat Party elite know that. They just want the impact to be elsewhere. One of the reasons why we are seeing this, become such an issue is because suddenly it's become an issue for Democrat-run cities. And, you know, I think that's just the way that it is. And they have discovered this, or Eric Adams has discovered this, and suddenly now it will be a very difficult thing to talk about because we probably don't want to talk about it, right? I'll do a little Joe Biden whispering there, probably. Don't want to talk about it. But something else, too, that's going on is evidently, according to Joe Biden, there's a problem about how people feel about the economy. Now, we talk a lot about the economy here on this program. We talk with Chris Markowski throughout the week, Monday through Friday, talking about all the different economic developments and so forth. And, yes, we are seeing, you know, there are some different economic numbers that would hopefully bode well. And when I say that, I really do mean it. Because one of the things that we need to have happen in this country is we need to have people across the highways and byways be able to get by, and not just get by, but also, of course, to prosper. But they're having a really hard time getting by because of the inflation, because there's a lot more uncertainty, because of the economic issues that we've been experiencing. So there may be some bright spots, and that's good. That should be good. And, of course, when you have the problems that we're having right now, there are those who can come in and start sort of buying up stocks or buying up businesses or this kind of thing and be able to at some point make a much heftier profit. But nevertheless, you still have people trying to buy milk and eggs and gasoline and clothing and food and all kinds of other stuff. And, of course, their rents or the mortgage, things that might be tied to the interest rates, can really start to wreak havoc on people's lives. So evidently, according to Joe Biden, there might be some kind of disconnect there between what the numbers on paper say and what's happening and what people believe. So what I'm hoping is we're not going to go down this road again of trying to make sure that, well, you know, we just got to change the messaging. It's that people don't understand what's happening. And so if we can just try to explain it to them a little bit more, you know, and like I said, you know, you have some economic indicators, and that's good, and hopefully it will work out and will be better. But in the meantime, people have to kind of see things happen on the ground, right? I think they have to see those prices really start to come down. And when we come back from the break, we've got a great audio clip. This actually occurred over at CNN. You won't believe what they're talking about with this idea that prices are falling, but they're falling from these, you know, dizzy heights. You know, let's just say, just for sake of argument, gas is $6 a gallon. It went up to $6 a gallon, and then it drops a little bit. Now it's just $5.50 a gallon. Well, look, prices are coming down. Yeah, but they may have started at $4 a gallon, see? And so that's the part, I think, where people have to begin to see for real substantive changes in their daily lives in order to really start feeling better. I don't know that you can just talk everybody in to feeling better about things. So we'll hear that audio clip when we come back. And, of course, also on the program this morning, we'll talk about some of these big stories throughout the week. We'll talk about some of the breaking news that we've had, of course, here throughout the day on Friday into Saturday. And we'll be taking your telephone calls as well, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to join us, 949-822-7959. And I got to tell you, we've had a lot of great calls throughout the week. I've got a great message that came in. We have a request for the Trucker Traveler song, and I'm going to honor that request this morning. I'm definitely going to do that. It's actually a really great suggestion. And if you have an idea for Trucker Traveler Report songs, head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com, send me a direct message, and let me know what you think. We play all kinds of music, because we love all kinds of music here on this show. And when we come back, folks, much more to talk about, to tell you about. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With you, and welcome back, of course, as we race through this, still racing into, I think, maybe a better way of describing it. We're still racing into the weekend edition, and once again, you know, we've had a lot of great calls over the last week. We've talked about a lot of different things. We've had a lot of fun. There's no doubt about that. And it was just really a very enjoyable week of broadcasting, and I do have you to thank for that. So thank you very much, and we've got some great comments as well. We got some great comments about the program and so forth. So, you know, keep them coming, folks, because that really not only does my heart good, but it really does help the program, and we really appreciate it. And so once again, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to opine this morning on the program. And so as I mentioned, yeah, we've got this. It's an interesting audio clip. And let's listen in here. This is from CNN. And they're talking about the disposable income is down. And get this, that Biden is kind of disconnected from the economic reality. But the voters are not disconnected from the economic reality. And by the way, I think it bears repeating, if we are going to have a much better time of it in terms of where we're going to go from here economically, well, that's good for everybody, right? But at the same time, though, and of course, we're in the presidential election cycle. Once we get past the first of the year, it's really going to really start kicking in and so forth. And a lot of these things move in cycles anyway. But that being said, I think there are still some very good moves that we could be making in this country in order to try to solidify better economic recovery. And I think it all boils down to, obviously, inflation at this point, getting inflation down, and not just by causing pain from the Federal Reserve raising rates and then suddenly saying, well, you know, we think we've tamped it down enough, we'll start kind of cutting them a little bit. I think, you know, because the way we got into this mess is we had a lot of, fuel was plentiful, the price wasn't so high, which meant the delivery prices weren't high. The other goods, of course, didn't have to follow suit with the fuel charges and so on and so forth. So we kind of got into this quagmire as a result, number one, too, of Joe Biden basically saying, look, we are going to stop drilling for oil. We're going to get rid of the Keystone Pipeline. We're going to stop that in its tracks. And on it went. And so there are some things that we could do to try to really, really help people. Okay, so let's listen into this CNN audio clip here where they're talking about, and there's a little bit of Joe Biden here at the very beginning. I think it's right there. Let's listen in.
A disconnect. President Biden admitting that Americans are not feeling the positive effects of an economy that is improving on paper.
I acknowledge there's a disconnect between the numbers and how people feel about their place in the world right now.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, the disconnect between the numbers. See, maybe, again, we just don't understand the numbers. But, and you could be an economist, and you could talk about the numbers, and you could see, well, you could massage the numbers, I guess, is one thing that number crunchers can do. But if it's not translating into real people's lives, and they feel a certain way because they don't have as much disposable income, well, as I was saying in the first segment, this is a very, very difficult mountain to climb to simply try to tell somebody, you've got it wrong. You've actually got it better than ever. And people just don't believe that. So let's continue in with this clip.
We can deal with the second part.
Well, Harry Anton joins me now to go beyond the numbers. So, Harry, the president acknowledges that people are still not feeling good about the state of the economy. And he's right. There are many reasons for that.
There are many reasons for that. I mean, you know, you talk about all these economic statistics that are so good, and that's what President Biden's talking about. But let's just talk about disposable income for a second here, right? How much money folks have to spend on things. That's down this quarter from last quarter. It's down considerably from it was during the first year of the Biden administration.
Wow, 3.4%.
It's down a lot, right? And historically speaking, if you go back, you know, since the 1960s, you would in fact see that on average, obviously, incomes would be up closer to 4%. So there is this disconnect, but I don't think there's this disconnect between Americans and what's actually going on. I think there might be this disconnect between what President Biden thinks is going on and what is actually going on.
Right. How people truly feel, right? Yeah. Because inflation is part of life. You can't strip it out of any kind of an income number. I mean, we've been seeing headlines, though, now like this one, turkey prices have dropped, right? Thanksgiving dinner prices falling from a record high. More peas, please. No. Actually, I love peas. But the Axios one, I think, actually, Thanksgiving dinner prices falling from record high.
Yeah.
Yes, they're falling. But they're falling from an incredibly high point, right? I mean, it's like you're all the way up here, and now you're just slightly less up there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and that's part of what's going on here, right, is you're comparing it to just a year ago. Why not compare it to 3 or 4 years ago? But there are also things that Americans have at this particular point that they're having to pay for where, in fact, they're not seeing drops. Why don't we just talk about living, right? Talk about rents. Rents are way up from where we were a year ago. How about mortgage rates? They're way, way up from where they were a year ago, and they're far higher than you usually see the yearly changes on average. Mortgage rates up 11% from where we were a year ago. The average is just being up 1%. So Americans are seeing what's going on. They're comparing it to what the average is going on. And, yeah, there's some metrics that are good, but there are plenty of metrics that are not so good, and those are the ones that Americans seem to be concentrating on.
Right. Well, there you have it. And I just want to say bingo. I mean, especially right there, you know, you've got this idea that you just heard. Well, the prices are falling from the record highs, but they're already super far up. They're super high up already. And, you know, and I realize it's the messaging. And the Democrat Party elite are, if nothing, they're great at messaging. And so I'm sure these conversations go along of not just so much of we really got to get inflation down, it's really how do we make people feel about inflation? And I don't know about you, I don't feel too good about it because everything is still very expensive. Whatever you want to do, you know, if you want to buy holiday or Christmas gifts, if you do want to have that Thanksgiving feast, and I'm not so sure that it's just cheaper already. I have a feeling it's probably going to be, if not as expensive, then maybe a little bit more. That's just how I feel because I go to the grocery store. And, of course, everybody goes to the grocery store, right? And so you know that there are a lot of things that are, that the prices are incredibly high. And something I mentioned a while back, and that is, you know, just do the grocery bag test. You know, I have a reusable bag. It's actually an Angels bag. It's one of those tote bags you get, you know, when you go to the game. And I've got a couple of them. And, you know, I'll use that if I run into the store for something. It's just easier. And, you know, you just have your own bag. You don't have to. Because what now? They're 10 cents a bag. I know it's just 10 cents. But at any rate, but I digress. So I take this bag, and it's a fairly large tote bag. And, you know, you buy your items or whatever, and you fill up this bag, and it's a lot. It's a lot more than it ever was. And I'm not buying, you know, a filet mignon or something like that. You know, just buying normal stuff. And whatever it is, it's always just much more certainly than it was a year ago. That's easy. But most people, of course, are having that exact same effect. That they're filling up, they're having to go do their grocery run, and they're not getting out of the grocery store for, you know, more, you know, less than $200, $300. And that's a lot. And especially if you have a family. And, I'll just say it. Especially if you have teenagers. If you have teenagers, they're going to eat you out of house and home anyway. That's not a terrible thing. That's just what teenagers can do. But what I'm saying is that this is a known thing. We know that food and these different items are much more expensive than they ever were. So it's actually kind of refreshing to hear on CNN they're actually talking about the idea that there's the disconnect of Joe Biden. And he says, well, you know, we're going to work on that second part. There's a disconnect between the numbers and, you know, how people are feeling about those numbers. Well, how do you feel about these numbers? 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, and whatever time you're hearing this program over Saturday or Sunday, just head on over there, send me a direct message, and we'll talk about it more, of course, on the Monday edition. But for right now, while we're live, you can give us a call. Hope to hear from you. Caller, hold on. We'll talk to you after the break. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Residents of Iceland are grappling with the imminent eruption of a volcano. A fissure in the earth has started spraying through the small town of Grindavik, and numerous earthquakes have been documented. All 3,800 residents have been compelled to evacuate. President Biden sat down with the president of Mexico Friday during a bilateral meeting in San Francisco.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are working together to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off Friday, and it's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year. That marks a slightly over 2% increase from last year. The forecast ranks as the third highest for the holiday since 2000. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I came down here, you heard there was so much of ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through this weekend edition of the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call, 949-822-7959. And I hope that you have a great weekend plan, by the way. Looks like here in Southern California, we're going to get some more rain coming in. We thought it was going to be a huge atmospheric river, and we did get some pretty bad rain coming in last on Wednesday, I believe, into Thursday, but looks like it's going to be coming back. So it wasn't quite as bad as they predicted, so that's good. But you know, it's gonna be definitely a wet weekend. It looks like. But wherever you are, of course, we're going to talk about the weather, weather and traveler report coming up here in the next segment. And so we're going to survey what's happening across the continental United States. And we've got a great song. As I said, we had a request, so that made my job really easy today. I appreciate that because we've got a great song. I don't think we've ever played it before. But it's a great one, and I hope that you can stick around for it. All right, well, let's head over to line one here. We've got our Bob and Banning. He's a resident caller here for the program. Bob and Banning, there you are. Are you there? And what's on your mind this morning?
Yes, I am. Good evening. On John Wellstow Caravan to Midnight, he reported that there's almost $1 trillion worth of oil and natural gas in Gaza. And that's the reason why they want to build that brand new David Ben-Gurion canal where you can have two large tank tanker ships come through at the same time. So apparently everything going on is to exploit that almost $1 trillion worth of oil and natural gas.
So do we know that that's
the David Ben Gurion Canal?
Is that something? Have you tried to verify that at all? And that's the first I've heard of something like that. I got to tell you, I just don't know if there's oil and gas there. Have you been able to verify that? Or, you know, through like research?
He verified that. And the thing is, it fits together with the David Ben Gurion Canal. So the whole thing of getting the Palestinians out of Gaza is to exploit $1 trillion worth of oil and natural gas,
okay,
build a big wide canal where two big large tanker ships can come in and take out the oil and natural gas. And like just about all the wars we've ever seen, they all come down to money and someone profiting off of it, and people dying and getting killed, and the emotions of,
well, okay,
of
okay.
The people getting killed.
Let me ask you this then, Bob. Let me ask you, not all that long ago in terms of history here, didn't Israel cede Gaza to the Palestinians basically and said, this is your land, this is, you have it now? And they went in and they elected the eventually elected, quote-unquote, Hamas, back in 2005, 2006, basically, and Hamas took over. So wait a minute. It would seem to me that geologists probably would have known about oil and gas. Why would they, and this is the question that just comes to me based on what you're telling me, why would they have ceded that land away and then have to come up with this sort of convoluted, you know, horrible way of trying to get it back to build a canal?
Well, apparently they found out fairly recently.
Okay.
Yeah, Gaza was given to the Palestinians, but then they found out about this vast deposit of oil and natural gas. They had planned this canal for a while, and everything fit together, and apparently this is what's going on, and that's why there's so much hatred around the world for Israel and, Jewish people. And
I hope not,
you know,
because we don't hate Israel or the Jewish people. I think it's actually
the world does.
I don't. Well, I
no,
sure
the
hope
world.
Not. Well, the world also is
all
is
around,
hearing a
all
very
around,
bad narrative about this. Yeah.
All around the world right now, whether we like it or not, there's a tremendous amount of dislike of the United States and Israel together, both of them together. And it doesn't matter if America says we stand with Israel, and Israel and America are looked upon very, very badly all around the world right now. And also in this country, there are people that want to step on the First Amendment, because on the Ivy League campuses, there are people that are criticizing Jews, and there are even people from Jewish backgrounds and Jewish students criticizing Jews, and a lot of people can't take the words of criticism. You know,
okay,
people shouldn't hit other people.
Well,
but the thing is, First Amendment protects unpleasant speech. And if some Jewish students from a Jewish background criticize other Jewish students, and these Jewish students want protection and they can't handle it, well, then leave the Ivy League school and go to Brandeis, go to some Jewish university.
All right, I'll tell you what. So let's get off that tangent and let's go back to this idea of the oil and gas reserves. Maybe they're there. I have to tell you, I don't know for sure. But if they were, why hasn't...
That's why they want it back.
But why didn't Hamas develop it? Hamas would have been, the Arab world could have developed this. Why would they have attacked Israel instead of... They could have been rich beyond the dreams of Arabs.
You've got to realize Hamas is acting as part of this.
Hamas was
created by Israel years ago
against
Yasser Arafat.
Yeah.
And so
you've said that before.
It's an inside job.
Let me get my word in here.
Grab.
Okay, hold on, Bob. Hold on. And I appreciate what you're saying and that you have a call here, but Listen, I don't think that Hamas works for Israel. I think that would be so fantastical. I hate to say it. This goes right in. It goes into the conspiracy realm. It's the alternate history.
Unfortunately,
I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't think people out there buy it.
Well, you don't have to buy it. You have a right to say you don't buy it.
Yeah, but you got to sell it, though. See, but you got to sell it. And only because you say it's the truth doesn't make it so.
And an inside job. I mean, you've heard of that term, an inside job. I'm sure you've heard of that term, an inside job. So I believe it is an inside job.
And you're welcome to believe it. It's like you said about a First Amendment speech.
And I think that's why people are saying, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And it's also a fact that
why are people saying from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free?
Well, because the blood of John F. Kennedy is on the hands of Israel.
That
because,
is absolutely not borne out. But we know, that's not borne out from history. We know that.
David Ben-Gurion.
No. I got to tell you, this whole thing that you're talking about is going on down a different tangent that doesn't really, it's not really borne out by history. We know that Israel didn't kill Kennedy. I just think that's one of the weirdest things that we've ever heard. But and you're welcome to believe that, but you also have to try to back it up with something as well. And if you heard somebody say it on a radio show, it doesn't make it really true. I think you have to have a lot more research associated with that. You have to have a lot more integrity in terms of bringing out some very salacious things, like, for example, Hamas works for Israel. I don't think anybody around the world would buy that. But, of course, you've got a narrative that goes against Israel. So, Bob, I appreciate your call.
The world buys it. That's why the majority of the world wants Israel off the map.
Well, I tell you what, Israel's not going to get off the map. Because that is a call for genocide. It's a call. That's why I asked you about the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Because that is a call to actually exterminate and extinguish Israel. And that is a heinous sort of call, as I said, for genocide. And I just gotta tell you what, that's what I think. You know, you can think what you think, and you've had an opportunity to express it. But I got to tell you, I just don't think it's borne out by the facts. But Bob and Banning, we appreciate you calling.
Israeli.
Are you still there? Okay, you're still going. But and that's okay. But Bob and Banning, we appreciate your call very much. We have another caller that's hanging on. And caller, if you would please, if you would be patient, because we're hitting the hard break here. And when we come back, we will bring you on if you have something to opine about here. But I got to tell you, I just don't know. I would think that the Hamas government would want to develop something that would make them rich beyond all the dreams of avarice, and they wouldn't attack Israel and kill people in their beds and do the most horrific, murderous acts if they thought they'd have it made forever with riches beyond your wildest dreams. Stay right there.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah, I guess Joe Biden sort of hit it on the head there, last thing was going there. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-7959. And I really do have to apologize, folks. One of the things that we're trying to foster on this show, and I hope that we succeed, most of the time, and that is, of course, to, talk about things cogently, to have some well-reasoned things that are said. But I got to tell you, when we start kind of going down a different road, Israel, and it's done this to itself, and it's all an inside job, I just have to say, and people have every right to espouse their own idea. They have every right to espouse their own belief. That's one of our fundamental rights here in this country. But when I hear something like that, I think the answer to those kinds of statements are more statements, and I can make my own statements on that, which I think echo more of the people out there than not. And so I don't think Israel did this in order to come up with this, because obviously to do it this way would also be the most ridiculous way to do it, because all you're going to do is incur the wrath of the world and this kind of thing. And it doesn't make any sense. So, and I appreciate Bob and Banning, and it's, he has some very interesting phone calls here to the program of late. And so, you know, not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to say I just don't see where a lot of that makes a lot of sense in terms of Israel and his statements about it. All right, folks, it's time for the Trucker Traveler Report, and this song by request from Driver Ron there in Colorado. Your wish is my command, Ron. Here we go. Summer of 69, Brian Adams.
Got my first real six string, pull it out to five and done. Ladies in my fingers bled, was the summer of 69.
And that was, you know, just a huge hit for Brian Adams back in the day. And he also had other hits like Run to You, as I recall, and many others. I think one of my favorite songs by Brian Adams is a song that he kind of did a little bit later on from when he first kind of made the scene. And that's a song called Do I Have to Say the Words? I love that song because it's got this, it's got a great sort of sound to it as well. And, but Summer of 69, I think might have been the one, and I, correct me if I'm wrong out there, but I think this might have been the one that, that started it off for him. And probably, I think he had a big hit before that. But Brian Adams, of course, just a great musician and great, well, also, yeah, what was the other one? Cuts Like a Knife. Yeah, that's it. Cuts Like a Knife. Yeah, that's also a great, and that might have been his first big hit. As I remember seeing, I actually remember seeing that like on MTV back in the day. And so a great band, great sound on that song too. But Driver Ron, thank you for the suggestion, because that gets us going. Because folks, what this portion of the program is about is to make sure that if you're out there driving, or if you're making deliveries, if you're traveling across the country, if you're up throughout the night doing your shift or doing your job, and you're you know, kind of come along with us and we're going along with you, well, we're going to try to keep you pumped up, keep you going. And that's our solemn promise, by the way. So once again, let's take a look at some of this rain that's happening as we go into the weekend. Lots of rain in Redding, California. That's up north in Northern California. Interstate 5. And then it's going to spread down towards, through Chico, over towards Susanville. You might have a little bit of snow in some of the higher areas there. Rain coming across I-80 near Immigrant Gap, Casa Loma, Colfax. This is west of Truckee, for example. And then also it looks like all kinds of rain. Looks like in the Bay Area, going north of there up through Santa Rosa, Ukiah. That's happening as we're heading into the weekend. A little bit of rain out in the high desert of California, but nothing really interfering, it looks like, on your way if you're going up Interstate 15, for example, up on your way perhaps to Las Vegas. And then, let's see, we've got a lot of weather that's up in Maine right now. We've got rain mixed in with snow in some areas. This is going to head on down through Vermont, New Hampshire, a little bit into northern Massachusetts. If you're in the Orange area, sorry, folks, I actually had to hit the cough button right there. But at any rate, so it's dipping down a little bit, as I said, into northern Massachusetts, so be aware of that. And then Poughkeepsie, we've definitely got a little bit of rain there in New York State. North of there, up in Albany, you've got rain, and that's coming down through parts of New York State, Utica. And then down into Pennsylvania, Williamsport, and this is stretching, by the way, through this area, down through Williamsport, a little bit southwest of there, down towards Franklin, for example. New York City, looks like you've got some rain that's basically to the west there of New York City, and then going through parts of New York State, coming up through there, up through Carmel, and as I mentioned, Poughkeepsie, down through New Brunswick as well. So that's, of course, I believe, in New Jersey, I believe. So there you go. That's what's happening out there right now. We'll check it again next hour, and we want you to be careful. We want you to get there, of course, in one piece. There's no doubt about that. And so wherever you are, just be careful. By the way, you got a wind advisory coming up. If you're on I-80 up in northern Nevada, coming out of Winnemucca area, as you're heading through Elko, Wells, and then over to the border with Utah. And then also we got a whole winter storm watch all the way down Interstate 15 through Utah, and that's through Salt Lake City all the way down to St. George. Winter storm watch going on this weekend. Heavy snow possible. Total snow accumulation 6 to 12 inches, with the highest amounts up to 15 inches possible. And this is from Saturday evening through Monday morning. So if you're going to be trucking through Utah this weekend, you've got that to contend with, winter storm watch that's happening there. All right, folks, so when we come back from the break, right after the top of the hour news, we're going to have more to talk about, lots more to talk about, taking your telephone calls as well. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Give me a call. We'll mix it up. We'll have fun, because we've been having fun all week. And I think we can keep having fun into the weekend edition, folks. Absolutely. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Where's Linda?
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.